Michael, another incident happened at McKinley High School on Monday with a 15-year-old student stabbing another 15-year-old student after a fight broke out in a stairwell inside the school. And of course, it comes 2.5 years after a similar incident at the school with a student being stabbed in the parking lot and then a security guard being shot. First off, what were your thoughts running through your head upon hearing of another violent incident happening at a school here in Western New York, particularly at McKinley High School?
Sadness. Really, every school leader bears the weight of doing all we can to ensure that students and staff are safe when they're at school or at school events. And, you know, when you're a school leader, it breaks your heart when children engage in that kind of stuff with other children. And, you know, I have every expectation, knowing Dr. Williams, as I've gotten to know her over the last couple of years, and knowing how dedicated the staff and the administrators are in Buffalo Public Schools and across Western New York. It's heartbreaking when that kind of stuff happens. There's a lot of work that goes into finding out why that type of thing happens. And, you know, ultimately the conversation quickly moves to what can we all do to support the children in our communities so that they don't feel like the way to resolve problems is through engaging in violence like that in a school. Schools are safe places. They have to be safe places for the developmental good of children. And, you know, we can't turn them into armed encampments or barricaded encampments. So schools have to be safe and welcoming places for children. And as school leaders, we all try to get to that place.
We were told on Thursday that the McKinley principal apparently did not know that these two kids were involved in a violent stabbing incident back in July in downtown Buffalo and that they were schoolmates together at McKinley. I don't know how much you know, but do you feel there's a reason why that may be the case?
I would be surprised if it was the case. Again, knowing Dr. Williams as I do, and just knowing how law enforcement and school leaders work together in all communities, whether it's Hamburg, Orchard Park, Kenton, or the city of Buffalo, I will guarantee you that every single police chief has in his or her cell phone the superintendent's phone number, cell number in their contacts, and that they are in regular communication, phone calls, text messages, anytime anything happens. And law enforcement, and I know lots of these folks around Western New York, and obviously I talk to superintendents all over the region and all over the state, and law enforcement is great at communicating with school superintendents when these things happen. So I understand that something like this in McKinley catches people's attention, but I will guarantee you that for every one of these things where somebody wants to wonder if there is a breakdown of communication between law enforcement and school district, which, again, I'm not saying that's the case here. In fact, I'd be surprised if it was the case. But for every one of these things where somebody wants to ask that question, there are probably 1,000 incidences that were averted or prevented because of excellent regular communication and collaboration between law enforcement and school officials. So I think that's the headline that I think we sometimes miss when these things happen is the number of things that don't happen because school officials, law enforcement folks, families, school-based mental health professionals lean into relationships with each other to make sure bad things don't happen in our schools.
With these two students having a past incident in downtown Buffalo, how could it have happened that they ended up being in the same school to start the school year this year and a little more than almost not even a week into school that there was an incident such as this?
Well, I can tell you how it could happen. I don't have any knowledge of it myself, but things happen out in the community. Like, you know, you could have a couple of kids who get into a fight at the Erie County Fair. And they, you know, and they happen to be students at the same school, whether it's, you know, some Southtown school, Lakeshore, Frontier, whatever. It's quite possible neither family wanted to have their kid taken out of the school and go to another school. You know, that's something hard. I went to 3 high schools as a kid. Being the new kid at a high school is hard. So if anybody thinks it's a super easy decision for a parent to decide, I'm just have my kid go to this other school, or for a school to tell a family, your kid's going to have to go to another school, that is not an easy decision for a school administrator to make, and not one a family is likely to embrace. So it's entirely likely that the kids wanted to be in school because neither of them wanted to leave the school. So I don't know if that happened, but it's very easy to imagine how that could happen.
Understandable. Just in general, how much information do school districts have on kids, especially when it comes to any past incidents potentially like this or other run-ins with law enforcement?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of communication about those things. Obviously, you have to be careful about making sure you're not sharing information that you shouldn't. Law enforcement and schools are always careful about that. But we all share a common goal of making sure our schools are safe. And if there's information that we can have at our disposal that law enforcement has, they always give it to us. Again, our partners in law enforcement around the region are excellent. We have constant communication with them. And particularly as it relates to any type of a threatening situation. We had something pop up here just in the last week or so. That we averted, not necessarily one where anybody's safety was actually at risk. But we were having text message conversations through the night, 2:30 in the morning, 4:35 in the morning, 6 in the morning. And that's not just the case in Hamburg or in Orchard Park, but that's the case everywhere. So we always have the information that we need to have that law enforcement can actually share, because they have every bit as much interest in making sure schools are safe, and they're contributing themselves to the safety of schools as anybody else. So, I think we ought to be very, very careful about pointing the finger at law enforcement or the school, because I bet when you look into this a little bit more, you're going to find that they work together really well. And sometimes, despite excellent collaboration between partners, bad things happen.